Hey everyone, Chris here from Violet Films, and you're listening to V Radio, your stop for everything film. And in this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about live-action anime and live-action cartoons, and why Hollywood just can't seem to get it right 9 times out of 10. And, I don't know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I have guilty pleasures. I have some films that I've seen that I love, even though they were not spot on in any way, shape, or form. Some people criticize them up and down. Some people even hate them, or they're widely disregarded as pieces of crap. As a fanboy, just seeing that, there's just something that pulls at my heartstrings just seeing that on screen. You know, it's kind of, like, for example, I like Ghost in the Shell. I like Ghost in the Shell. I like the Assassin's Creed movie with Michael Fassbender. I like... I like Dragon Ball Evolution to a point. I hate what they did with the characters, and I hate what the story they went with. If Dragon Ball Z never existed, Dragon Ball Evolution might have had a chance. If Dragon Ball Z never existed. But since it does exist, and obviously they're comparing it to it because it's the source material, I don't know what the hell they were thinking. But just as a kid, just seeing somebody throw a Kai Blast in live action that was actually in a big budget film was just kind of like, okay, you know, that's the closest I can get. I'll take it. And it's not like the technology's not there. I mean, come on. We live in a world where if you guys have ever seen Cars 3, there is a scene where they're running around the racetrack, and there's a scene of, like, they run past, like, this puddle. They drive past this puddle, and the water ripples on the top of the puddle, and it looks so beautiful. It looks so real. If Pixar can do that, they have the technology to make a live-action Pikachu. They have the technology to do something if people will put the right money in the right places and do it. But it's like people are afraid to. People that don't, they don't. And I get there's, you know, black tape. There's, you know, there's licensing. There's people. Some people don't want to work with other people. Some people, you know, they just want to make a profit. They don't want to lose anything on it. But I think at the end of the day, if Hollywood and people were to listen to the fans, ask the fans, what do you want? I guarantee you, you would hear, we want a live-action film, or we want something inspired by our film that lives in the same universe and is not, it's not corrupted. It's not, the costumes aren't changed, the stories aren't changed, the characters are not changed. It's just our favorite things that we've come to love over the years. Maybe a new storyline, maybe it takes place, maybe a Halo film that takes place years after Halo, or it takes place during the Halo campaign but off somewhere else where these other characters exist. Maybe a Mortal Kombat movie that's, you know, following just, like, one character's origin or something. Or maybe just something, you know what I mean? I don't know, I feel like I ramble on and stuff like that. But, you know, my point is, when it comes to live-action films, it's very, very difficult. But at the same time, you know, you can't botch the source material. You gotta stick true to it. And the reason I'm talking about this is actually because this year I'm actually going to be making a live-action anime. I've always wanted to do it. I've always been telling myself I'm going to do it, and it's been kind of hard to pick which one to do, but I'm down to my last four options. And my last four options are Gundam Wing, which is giant mech robot, you know, giant robots, Trigun. The third one is going to be Pokemon, and the fourth one is actually going to be, you know, it's kind of up in the air at the moment, but I would think the original thing we were kind of going with was the fourth one we were deciding on doing was going to be Lupin the Third. And, you know, people go, oh, you know, let's do a Cowboy Bebop live action, let's do this, let's do that. Those are the four ones that I grew up with that I loved. And, you know, those are something that I would want to do. So if you are listening to this channel and you guys make it all the way to the end, let me know what you guys think. Send your vote. You know, you guys can, you know, respond or something like that. What would you guys like to see live action or something to tackle? Even if it wasn't part of my four, just something you guys think would be cool to do in a short film just to show Hollywood how you do it right. And let me know what you guys think about live action films and what your favorite one is, and if you have a favorite one or if you think they're all crap. But yeah, all right, so you guys take it easy. Have a great day and take care.